playing with their own minds. I actually wanted to do a show that really draws on how important it is that we address our relationship to nature. Like, we're at this moment of pure climate crisis, and anything that makes people, A, think about that again, or B, go to an exhibition that they would never have gone to otherwise, and realize that art isn't scary and can be very engaging, then I think that's a really positive contribution.
That was Francesca Gavin, curator of Mushrooms, the art, design and future of fungi, which is on now in the Terrace Rooms at Somerset House until 26th of April.
Thanks, Rob. More from the Monocle on Culture team right after this. As part of Monocle on Culture's partnership with the United Arab Emirates, we're meeting members of the artistic community there to really shine a light on some of the nation's brightest and most creative talent. Today, we're off to the Sharjah Book Fair.
My name is Ahmed Al-Amri. I'm the chairman of Sharjah Book Authority.
Now, what does Sharjah Book Authority have jurisdiction over?
We have too many stuff with me. It has Sharjah International Book Fair, it has Sharjah Reading Festival, it has also Sharjah Publishing City. It is the first free zone, tax-free area in the whole world for publishers. It have also Sharjah libraries, and it have also the research center for regarding publishing industry. And the final thing, we have an investment arm. We invest in the publishing industry.
I wonder if we could just break those up a little bit and talk about each section. So if we could talk about the publishing free zone.
Sharjah free zone, it is the first of its kind in the whole world. It's a unique opportunity that provides services for the publishers from all around the world where they can come and print their books. The demographic location of the United Arab Emirates give it an opportunity for them to reach the east and the west within 8 hours. There's many airports, many airplanes, many ships, vessels. They can ship their books. They have a facility of print on demand with Ingram. It's a huge company that's very well known for print on demand. We have also self-publishing services. We got already over publisher from 18 countries from around the world, and the list is growing up and growing up. It is an area of 20,000 square meters that provides services for the publishers from all around the world in Sharjah Publishing City. So it's a unique of its kind of delivering, and you can publish anything you want. There is no restriction on publishing and tax-free.
The literary scene is just one of the facets of the Emirates' move to lead the world in its cultural offering. You can hear more about how it's making that journey each week here on Monocle on Culture, the best in arts, books, film, music and more in association with the Emirates, each week on Monocle 24. Now back to Rob and the team, looking ahead to the music that's going to soundtrack 2020.
Okay, we're going to start with you. We're looking forward to the albums of 2020.
Well, I tell you what, I am doing, and this links in with Georgia's album, because I went to her album launch last night.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it was a roller skating. She did a sort of, it was at the roller rink in North London, and I'm not drinking. And her album is kind of all about her. It's